jury.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor.
Defendant, rise and face the jury. How do you find this defendant, guilty or not guilty?
We find the defendant, Margaret Tilden.
This is the thrilling new transcribed program called You Are the Jury, devised by the famous criminologist Roy Post. Here is your chance to actually take part in a jury trial without leaving your own living room. The chance to find out what kind of juror you would make. But first, let's hear a few words from that friend of yours, the jeweler. Now, you are the jury. All names and characters used in these dramatizations are fictitious, and similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. William Serville was a man who was universally disliked, and who in turn hated the world. In Mrs. Tilden's boarding house, where Serville had been bedridden for a number of years, there were three people who hated him, any one of whom had a good and sufficient motive for murder. First, there was Margaret Tilden, the landlady. Then there was George Abley, and the third, Lawrence Matthews. And so it was no surprise to anyone when on the morning of July 9th last, the dead body of William Serville was dragged from his gas-filled room in Mrs. Tilden's boarding house. After a thorough investigation, Margaret Tilden was arrested and indicted for the premeditated murder of William Serville. Today she is on trial for her life in this courtroom. Be sure to listen carefully to all the details of the trial, for during recess, your local announcer will call out the names of the 12 jurors selected by your jeweler for tonight's trial, and your name may be among them. As we make our way into the packed courtroom, Prosecutor Wilson is concluding his opening address to the jury.
And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it is highly important that you remember these facts. First, that the defendant, Margaret Tilden, threatened to murder William Serville the day before he was found dead in his room. That Mrs. Tilden visited Serville's room twice on the night prior to his death. Those visits have been unexplained. They could have been made for only one reason. Mrs. Tilden stood to benefit by Serville's death, and she had grown tired of waiting to receive those financial benefits.
Mr. Defense Attorney, please proceed to make your opening address to the jury.
Ladies and gentlemen, my client, Margaret Tilden, pitied William Serville. He was a bedridden, helpless invalid. That's why Mrs. Tilden nursed him through 5 trying years. I'm sure, ladies and gentlemen of this jury, that after you've had a chance to learn the type of woman my client is, you will realize that Margaret Tilden is not a murderess.
Mr. Prosecutor.
Yes, Your Honor.
You will please call the first witness for the state.
You call Detective Mahoney to the stand.
Detective Mahoney, take the stand, please. Raise your right hand, Detective. You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and none but the truth.
I do. Now, Detective Mahoney, were you ordered to go to Mrs. Tilden's rooming house on the morning of July 9th last?
Yes, I was.
And please tell us what you saw when you arrived there.
Well, the first person I saw was Mrs. Tilden, and she was carrying on like she'd just lost her favorite uncle or something.
I can't seem to get it through my head that he's dead. Poor Mr. Serville is dead.
Say, lady, was this dead man a relative of yours?
No, but I nursed him for 5 years. He was as helpless as a child. He couldn't leave his bed.
Yeah? Well, take me up to his room, Lye. I want to see what's been going on around here.
And Detective Mahoney, What did you find when you reached the dead man's room?
The old man, William Serble, was dead all right.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a strong smell of gas in the room.
Now, Detective Mahoney, did you make a careful examination of the room?
Sure I did.
And what did you find?
The room was in perfect order, except the window was shut tight. And the shade was down all but about 6 inches.
That's all, Detective Mahoney. Your witness, Mr. Defense Planner?
No questions. And that's all.
Call George Abley.
George Abley, the stand, please. You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, none but the truth?
I do.
Where do you live, Mr. Abley?
In Mrs. Tilden's rooming house.
Mr. Abley, did you overhear a conversation between the defendant, Mrs. Tilden, and the dead man, William Serville, on the morning prior to his death?
Yes, I couldn't help hearing it. Mm-hmm. Serville was yelling at the top of his voice.
You think you can give me rotten food like this just because I'm a helpless invalid? Well, you can't. I still have the last say around here, Mrs. Tilden. I'm going to cut you right out of my will without a red cent.
William Serville, you're not going to do anything of the kind, because I won't let you. Do you hear? I won't let you, that's all.
That's all, Mr. Abley. Thank you very much. Your witness, Mr. Defense Attorney.
Mr. Abley, did you ever have any business dealings with Mr. Serville?
Yes. Yes, I happen to be in the real estate business. I handled several apartment houses for Mr. Serville.
Isn't it a matter of fact that Serville took his business away from you because he accused you of being crooked?
No. No, that's a rotten lie.
That's all, Mr. Abley.
Mrs. McLeod, will you take the stand, please?
You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Mrs. McLeod, have you ever visited Mrs. Tilden's rooming house?
I have. I very often visited my friend, Ella Donaldson.
Mm-hmm. You were present in Mrs. Donaldson's room on the night and morning William Serville was found dead.
Yes. Ella Donaldson was a very sick woman that night.
And where is Mrs. Donaldson's room located?
On the second floor.
That's the same floor occupied by Mr. Abley and Mr. Matthews?
That it is.
And as you sat in Mrs. Donaldson's room, could you see the stairway and the door leading to Mr. Serville's room?
Yes.
Now, Mrs. McLeod, tell the court and jury what you saw that night.
Well, about 11 o'clock, Mrs. Tilden brought a glass of milk into Mr. Serville's room.
How long did she remain?
Not more than a minute.
And did Mrs. Tilden leave the door ajar?
Yes, I remember her telling me that the old man had a perfect horror of being locked in his room.
Did Mrs. Tilden enter Serville's room again that night?
Yes, about an hour later. This time, she remained about 5 minutes.
Now that's all, Mrs. McLeod, and thank you.
Your Honor, before cross-examining this witness, I should like the opportunity of conferring with my client, Mrs. Tilden. I move, therefore, for a short recess.
Motion granted. The court now declares a brief recess.
Now back to the courtroom where the trial of the People versus Margaret Tilden is again in progress. Defense Attorney Wunder has, for the time being, waived cross-examination of Mrs. McLeod. And with that, the state has rested its case. The attorney for the defendant has seen fit to place his client on the stand. She has been sworn in, and now she has been asked...
Mrs. Tilden, why did you find it necessary to enter Mr. Serville's room a second time?
I always went up just before going to bed to find out if Mr. Serville needed anything.
Did you lock the door and close the window after you left Mr. Serville's room a second time?
No, they were both left open.
Thank you, Mrs. Tilden. Your witness, Mr. Prosecutor.
Now, Mrs. Tilden, isn't it a fact that you were to receive payment for nursing Mr. Serville only after his death? In the form of a bequest in his will?
Mr. Serville promised me I would be taken care of in his will.
And you were getting tired of waiting for him to die, weren't you?
No. No, I wouldn't harm anyone. I feel sorry for William Serville.
Yes, and I'm inclined to feel sorry for you. That's all.
Your Honor, I should like the court's permission to cross-examine Mrs. McLeod at this time.
Permission is granted. You may recall the witness.
Mrs. McLeod, take the stand.
Mrs. McLeod, for my own benefit, I'd like to get several points clear in my own mind. What time did you see Mr. Abley come in?
It was about 2 a.m.
And did Mr. Abley stop to talk with Mr. Servo?
I don't know.
You don't? Now, isn't that strange, Mrs. McLeod? You remember everyone else who entered the room?
I don't know if Mr. Abley went into Mr. Serville's room because, well, my patient became very restless at that moment, and I went to her bed to see what I could do.
Mrs. McLeod, who else used the hallway that night?
Well, about 7 o'clock in the morning, I heard Mr. Matthews go out.
Did he go into Mr. Serville's room?
I don't know.
You saw Mr. Matthews leave his room, yet you didn't see where he went?
Now, Your Honor, I object to this line of questioning. The witness has already testified that she didn't see Mr. Matthews enter Mr. Serville's room.
Objection sustained.
Exception.
Proceed, Mr. Defense Attorney.
Mrs. McLeod, do you like flies, ordinary house flies?
I don't like flies any more than I do any other kind of pests.
Do you recall saying something to Mrs. Tilden about the flies in Mr. Serville's room after the body was discovered?
Indeed, I do. There were dozens of flies and mosquitoes lying on the windowsill. And I told Mrs. Tilden it wasn't sanitary.
Why was your attention attracted to these dead insects in the midst of all the excitement?
Well, the sunlight was streaming in through the space where the window shade was left up.
I see. Did you notice any flies anywhere else in the room?
No. No, they were all lying on the windowsill.
Thank you, Mrs. McLeod. Thank you very, very much. Your Honor, the defense rests.
Is Margaret Tilden guilty or not guilty? What did the defense counsel hope to bring out by Mrs. McLeod's testimony? Is Mrs. McLeod shielding a guilty party? You will hear the verdict on the next program of You Are the Jury. Seymour speaking. This program was produced by Transamerican.